Hoping y'all figured out the hidden theme today. So, I could have gone, okay, yes, my name is Jared, and simply given you my story of home and some of those wanderings that Jared Pack hinted at. However, given the scripture reading, I felt like I owed you a little bit, at least from Genesis. Now, can't really give you too much on the Jared in the Bible, because other than right there, he appears in the genealogy in Luke 3, and that is it. We are not told much about him, or about really too many people in that ancestry. But I am going to jump ahead to Genesis 47 real quick. So in Genesis 47, Joseph has revealed himself to his family and is bringing his family to Egypt and introducing his father to Pharaoh. Then Joseph brought in Jacob, his father, and stood him before Pharaoh. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to Jacob, "How many are the days of the years of your life?" And Jacob said to Pharaoh, "The days of my years of my sojourning are 130 years. Few and evil have been the days of the years of my life, and they have not attained to the days of the years of the lives of my fathers and the days of their sojourning." Then Jacob blessed Pharaoh and went out from the presence of Pharaoh. So by the time of Pharaoh, Jacob's age is enough to at least be a point of conversation at 130 years. And while Jacob considers his years few and evil, I mean, looking at the story of Jacob, I don't think we necessarily consider him evil, him himself evil, even if he was through some troublesome times and if he caused a little trouble along the way. I don't think we would consider him evil. And so in some ways, I think this tells more about how Jacob viewed his ancestors and about the stories that he may have been passed on about his ancestors, those family stories that we get told. And considering how old some of them were and some of the children they saw, those stories may have lasted a bit longer than even some of the ones we have. I mean, we know our grandparents, if we're lucky. Sometimes our great-grandparents, but rarely do we know them very well. But, I mean, you look at the lineage of Jacob, 930, 912, 905, 910, 895, 962, 365, and that's only because he walked with God. 969, 777, 950, 600. That's the people who lived before the flood. Even after the flood, when God says, "I'm going to limit mankind to 120 years, you still get 148, 205, 175, 180, and even Jacob ends up living to 147 years old. Those are numbers that we don't even think of as being ages because they are so large. They are so far out from what we are used to. Now, I've heard, it's like, yes, we may start seeing people commonly living beyond 100 and up to 120 years, but 147 is still beyond what we're used to. And Jacob received a lineage of ancestors. And we can make a pretty good assumption that Jacob received a lineage of ancestors who had a relationship with God, a lineage of people who were looking forward to the promises of God, some of those promises that Jacob only barely tasted in his life and in his wanderings. He was the first one to really see a family that grew beyond just a small group, starting to see the rise towards the descendants that are uncountable. He spent some portion of his life in the land of promise, even if he died elsewhere and had to be taken back to the land of promise after his death. There have been times in my life where I have felt insecure about my faith story. I was raised in the church, and there's no brilliant revelation, there's no startling conversion, no 180 turn in my life. But in many ways, while those things are good and those things are encouraging to other people and help other people, that's not really what we're called to. We are called to something a little quieter. In Ecclesiastes, at the very end, the teacher says, "This is the whole duty of man, to fear God and keep his commands." Micah says, "Here's what God requires of you, to act justly, to walk, love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God." And even if we don't have a grand story, what is required of us is humility, to be humble, to have faith, and to pass that faith along to others. And so I pray that you will take that, like the descendants of Jacob, who we don't have their stories. Their stories were not the most important thing for the Bible, but they lived in faith and passed that along, passed that relationship with God along to their children. And I pray that you will pass yours along to others as well.